Penguin Random House Audio presents My Not-So-Perfect Life by Sophie Kinsella. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. Part 1. Chapter 1. First, it could be worse. As commutes go, it could be a lot worse, and I must keep remembering this. Second, it's worth it. I want to live in London. I want to do this. And commuting is part of the deal. It's part of the London experience. Like Tate Modern. Actually, it's not much like Tate Modern. Bad example. My dad always says, if you can't run with the big dogs, stay under the porch. And I want to run with the big dogs. That's why I'm here. Anyway, my 20-minute walk to the station is fine. Enjoyable, even. The grey December air is like iron in my chest, but I feel good. The day's begun. I'm on my way. My coat's pretty warm, even though it cost £9.99 and came from the flea market. It had a label in it, Kristin Bior, but I cut it out as soon as I got home. You can't work where I work and have Kristin Bior in your coat. You could have a genuine vintage Christian Dior label, or something Japanese. Or maybe no label, because you make your clothes yourself out of retro fabrics that you source at Alfie's Antiques. But not Kristin Bior. As I get near Catford Bridge, I start to feel a knot of tension. I really don't want to be late today. My boss has started throwing all sorts of hissy fits about people, swanning in at all times. So I left an extra 20 minutes early, in case it was a bad day.